The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning. That's right. It's April 14th, 2023. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. I know you said it out loud. I heard that. Hold on, Gomer's here. I heard that. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let's see. We got all sorts of interesting things going on here on Feel Good Friday. What I like to talk about is this situation with not one but two satellite systems to give away. And the clock is ticking. If you don't have access to internet, that's probably the only way you're going to be able to get a letter to us, or a short note even will work. A couple of sentences, anything, do something creative. Use your right hemisphere. Draft us something and send it to support@thepowerhour.com. I don't know that anybody would text. You could, 877-817-9829, as long as you can text us something that we can take and copy and paste on our end, and you put your name, your contact information, and everything, because, you know, we need to know that you're interested in getting one of our two satellite systems from ricksatelliteusa.com in Blue Springs, Missouri. And you can, that's a show me state, folks, the we'll show you two, not one, but two, that were purchased by donors for the show, God bless them. And so those of you who elect to participate in our little giveaway, all you got to do is write in why you think you should deserve one of these systems, and Rick Kaler at ricksatelliteusa.com will be the judge, and he will look at the best ones. Of course, we have a little input here as far as creativity goes. Here at the Power Hour and the Power Mall, we get to see some of these things and say, Rick, what do you think about this? And we get to toss it around, but Rick makes the final decision. And on the 18th of this month, we're going to give those two systems away. That is the designated giveaway date. So, you know, we want to make sure that you can put one of these systems up, that you're not so incapacitated or living in a nursing home or something crazy going on where you say, well, I'd like to get one of these systems, but I don't really have a way to use it. See, there's no sense in participating if you can't. We want people that are functional, that want to be able to use the system to participate. There are some people out there that have problems picking us up on shortwave on 7.490. I understand a lot of you listening to us on shortwave on WWCR, but the problem is that sometimes the signal fades in and out. That's shortwave for you. It just happens. It happens that way. This is life. And so you have a satellite dish with Rick Satellite that actually, you know, and this is a $269 system, and you never have to pay another dime again. So, you know, you set this satellite dish up and you point it to the south toward the Galaxy 19 satellite, and boom, up comes all these channels, including the Power Hour. And so you get to listen to the show for free, and you don't have to worry about shortwave. We love it when you make donations, though, because that's what's keeping shortwave on right now. So anything you can do to click the Support Us tab on thepowerhour.com or buy anything from the Power Mall, that's the best way, because then you get the benefit of helping us out. You know, we have some people that are very faithful, and we, God bless you for that, very faithful to donating to keep shortwave on. And they make monthly donations regularly, actually budget out of their fixed income and send us a donation every month, which we appreciate because it sure does help with the fixed expenses. It costs a lot to run the Power Mall as well. And, you know, there's only a handful of people, by the way, for those of you, and I'm talking about, I can count on less than one hand the number of people that are running the Powermall. So understand that things get a little, you know, clustered up and crazy sometimes. And we're trying to get those orders out to you. But we just want to let you know, we do have a note of it. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little longer than usual to get it processed. And we appreciate your patience. But, you know, we're working through all the bugs and everything and the snafus. And, you know, we offer sales every so often, which we have. As a matter of fact, we got 30% off Global Healing Center Acid Reflux. We have closeout 30% off of Silver Shield Sanitizer and 30% off the Super Krill Oil. Yeah, and we have a 15% off deal on the allergy relief products, which is quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora Probiotic, and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic and Optivita Digestive Enzymes. You got 10% off North American Urban Spice products and 10% off Dr. Willard's Catalyst Altered Water. And that works really well if you're trying to do a greenhouse thing. And don't forget, we got the daily deal. It's the daily deal, not the daily devil, you know. You ready for the bells and whistles to go off? Nope, we don't do that. If you go on thepowermall.com and click the daily deal tab, sometimes you really put some killer specials up there. And so, you know, you want to click on that. It's featured on the homepage at the Power Mall. Support at thepowermall.com if you have questions. But I really am looking forward to the 18th of this month when we're giving away those two satellite systems that are gracious donors purchased to give away. Like I said, you can get one of these things. We're going to do it. I'm going to bite the bullet. And I'm going to get one of these systems too. It's $269, include shipping. Don't have to worry about shipping. Rick will send it to you. And you get this Galaxy 19 KU band free to air satellite system. You can dial in on Global Star and pick up all these radio and TV channels. And the government will not know what you are listening to or watching. Only when you plug into the internet. You see, and this is the thing about regular cable. You didn't think regular cable was plugged into your internet? It's all in the same box. It's all coming out of the same connection. It can all be monitored. So they know if you've been sleeping. No, they know all of this stuff. They know if you're watching Fox News. They know if you're watching all this, right? It's Feel Good Friday. I had to throw a little bit of levity in there in the surveillance state aspect of things. They're watching me. Remember that song by Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me? God, are we all paranoid already? No, this is all part of the bigger picture we'll be talking about on our news today and why things are the way they are. And, you know, without going on a serious diatribe, you know, we have a partners tab, too. This is something else I want to bring up before we move on to the news. The partners tab is very important because these are people that we have vetted during the course of our existence here since the year 2000, turn of the century, remember? You heard it on the intro. And so, you know, been around that long. And the reason we took on these partners is because they have something to contribute to your health and well-being, whether it be food storage with Heaven's Harvest, whether it be emergency solar panel production with Lion Energy, or you want a whole house solar system, I see that in my future. Optivita hemp products for those of you who are in pain that understand the principles of what CBD is for. We have it, but you got to go through the tab, the partners tab, to get it. We do not sell it at the Power Mall for obvious reasons. Optivita hemp products are sold directly through Optivita on a drop ship, and that's what you get when you click on the partners tab. You see all these little benefits. Sauna Space, we had Brian on yesterday from Sauna Space. He's on the partners tab. The Grow Network with Marjorie Wildcraft. She's got the powerhourfood.com webinars to teach you. And these people are dedicated to helping others. I mean, they made it their mission to help America. This is the same thing with EMP Shield. They've made it their mission. And despite the fact that, you know, sometimes it's, you know, we click on and use TPH as the promo code. You know, there's certain ways that you can purchase this and get a discount on your EMP shields, which I did. I took advantage of it. I don't know why you're not, unless you think that this is never going to happen. And I've had enough people on the show, from Senator Bob Hall to, you know, Dr. Bill Fortune, who was just on. And like I said, he's one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite go-tos as far as EMP goes, because we can have this conversation all day. I mean, Bill and I could sit around and just go through, you know, a couple of tankards of coffee and sit here and just rave about the various aspects of how society will implode on itself. And China would love to see that happen so they can just march in and take us over. And our government, because the Biden administration is owned by China. And, I mean, you know, you got Thoroughly Modern Millie making phone calls over there saying, hey, you know, we'll let you know if there's going to be a war starting. Yeah, right. You think China's going to pick up the phone and call Thoroughly Modern Millie and go, incoming? You think that's going to happen? I don't think so. No, that hypersonic missile will just go flying over Kansas, will detonate, and all of a sudden the entire grid in the United States and most of North America, as a matter of fact, will be gone. And I think, you know, Bill's a little optimistic. Bill Fortune's a little optimistic when he says it'll take 2 years to restore the grid. I think it's going to take a whole lot longer than that. And the reason I say it is because of the fact that if you logically look at 9 out of 10 people being dead in 1 year, that means that 10% of the population, okay? Now, we got 333 million, which means we'll have 33 million people left over. That's way less than what the powers that be want to see here. They want 95 million. No, they don't want that. They want, you get 33 million people here. It's going to be every man for himself, and we're all trying to do what is necessary to simply survive. Now, there's a lot of you out there that are just like, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. My mother was like that. I said, Mom, aren't you going to want to go to the polls and vote? Nah, que sera, sera. I'm too old. You know, if you put up with that kind of nonsense and garbage, I always got into her case about that. I said, Mom, you can't sit there and go all the way through life and not care about the future of your kids. Nah, I don't care. You know, this is how they get. And it's like, Mom, you have dementia. I don't care. What's that? You know, delayed reaction. So, you know, when you get to that point in life, you can't stop caring. Not if you love God. That's one of the reasons why we have Tim Murphy coming on the show later on today. Yep, Tim Murphy. He is the author of The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. So, yep, when Christ cures, we have to take our own steps toward healing. You can, you will, you must, and this book will tell you how. So we'll have Tim on in our next hour. And so in the meantime, we go to the phone lines and Feel Good Friday. Dan in New Jersey, first up, what's going on, sir?
A moment ago, you said that you're considering full house solar panels in your future. So
yep.
I'd like to suggest, before you do that, you take your Stetzer meter, take and record in a notebook all of your readings and all of your outlets and circuits throughout your house. And after you put on the solar, if you do, take it again and to see if, as I suspect, your readings are going to go way up when you install the solar.
Okay, now, let's have that conversation. The Stetzerizer, this is StetzerElectric.com, by the way.
Right.
And Dave Stetzer's been on the show before. I just want to let everybody know what we're talking about here, Dan, so they can pull into this. So now what you're saying basically is if, we're assuming that you're going to put solar panels on the roof of your house, because most people do. There's a lot of people that are dead set against that, and they would rather put the solar panels far away from the house and run a line to the house. And the thing is, when you increase the amount of line between point A and point B, it does create resistance on the line, and it drops the it increases the resistance, which makes it, you know, you get less energy input into your batteries the further away from the house you put your solar. All right, so go ahead with that bit of logic, Dan, and extrapolate that out to its finite degree.
Well, It's not just the panels themselves. It's also the inverters and any battery storage systems. So I'm just curious to see if that would happen. I've had my house equipped with 20 Stetzer filters for the last 20 years and got all my readings down into the 25 to 30 range reading, which is excellent. And but I just wonder what would happen if I were to add solar, so you can be your test home.
There you go. Yeah, I appreciate that. Let's make Dave the guinea pig, all right? Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Dan, about it the next time they're on the show.
I will. No, here's the thing. I can call Lion Energy. You can click on the Partners tab, and you'll get there. And you can call Lion Energy and actually talk to their technicians and ask them the very same things you're doing. I mean, everything you're asking me right now and every comment you made so far is logical. And that's what I like, is outside the box thinking. What happens if I add this solar thing? Is it going to affect anything I'm doing? Well, if I've got the Stetzerizer and I've read all my outlets and I've got the filters in there, you would think that that would also calm the system when it comes to adding solar, because all you're doing basically is substituting what you're getting off of the grid with your own energy production source. And so I would think that if the Stetzerizer is doing what it's supposed to do, you actually would not see any difference. In fact, you might even see less because of the fact that the solar panels only take in so much sunlight, juice the batteries so much. In fact, Frank even admitted he's got one of those whole house generators like I do connected to his system so that when all of a sudden the juice goes out, it kicks on. And the thing is if your battery depletes because of overusage, if you're, you don't go to plan B, condition red, whatever the case may be, and you start cutting down, like you say, okay, we can't run the AC unit because it'll deplete the battery, but we have ceiling fans, so let's run those so we can circulate air and open the windows and keep things cool. And the thing is so now you're using less energy. You're not running the AC. You're only running doing your wash and your dishwashing and all that stuff at night. That's the sort of thing that, keeps the propane from getting sucked out as it recharges the battery. Now, like I said, we have all these contingency plans. Will that be the total answer to everything? We don't know. Obviously, if you have emergency solar generation, you're going to be a whole lot better off, whether it's whole house or just I have the individual unit in a Faraday bag. I've got the solar generator, 1500 watt, and then I've got four panels that I can connect to it. And within about an hour and a half to 2 hours, I can charge that up, but I keep it charged anyway. So, I'm going to have a way to keep the refrigerator on. I may have to move all my stuff from the little freezer into the big freezer and just keep that one unit going because I want to figure out ways to cut. These are things you're going to have to think about, folks. If the grid goes down, you're going to have to think about ways to conserve energy. I mean, it's a necessity at that point because the only way you're going to be able to exist. But, Dan, great idea. Good okay. Supposition. Good question. Appreciate your comments this morning. Good. God bless you. Have a great weekend. So, this is one of the reasons why we have these conversations, folks. There is no stupid question when it comes to self-sufficiency. Seriously, the further you can get yourself away from the government, and that includes utilities that the government oversees. You got NERC and FERC and all these other little acronyms out there that regulate the industry. But see, we've had this conversation this week with Dr. Bill Fortune, and we had Patrick Barnes from EMP Shield on. And we put the two of them on together because I said, look, you know what? I want these two guys to talk to each other. You see, because everybody benefits. Just having one guy on and then another guy on without them sharing thought process, that kind of deprives you guys of potential solutions. And we're all about solutions here. So, when people like you have this thing that pops into your head and you call the show, there is no such thing as a stupid question. That was so logical, outside the box thinking, creative. It deserves to be asked. And see, that's why we have this open phone line at 844-769-2944. So you can call up and you ask questions, none of which are stupid. Because you're all thinking outside the box. You're all trying to figure out a way to survive. So those are the things. This is why we have James McCanny water filters. I've got two of those. I've got the sterilizer and the purifier hooked into my system, and then it feeds into my water softener. It's all coming out of a well. So I'm getting well water. Now, is it polluted? Maybe. I don't know. Does it smell a little bit like sulfur where I'm at? Yeah. But the thing is I don't smell it like crazy in the house. And the thing is that every single faucet except the one out of the well house has purified water. So I'm going to be filtering out 99 point whatever percent of all the harmful garbage. I'm going to be taking showers in that water. So I don't need to worry about, you know, getting that water, contaminated water all over myself. You see, these are things you have to think about when you go with the whole house contingent, right? My pillow for sleeping. I really got a good sleep last night. You know, sometimes I get six and a half hours a night. I know I should be getting more, but you know, it's the nature of the business, nature of the beast. You know, the mind is going constantly. It's the way it works. Butterfly Essential Oil, Star West Botanicals, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks. EMF with Tesla crystals comes in the bag. Grounded by nature, harmonize the vibration and coexist with EMF for those of you that really want to go out there. This is what we do. This is how we keep the show going, is when you go through the partners tab, that is what happens. So Tim Murphy, like I said, will be joining us at the top of next hour with The Christ Cure. That's his new book out. He's a licensed psychologist, believe it or not, specializing in resilience and recovery from psychological trauma. So anyway, aside from that, here's another guy that should be a partner with us, Brady in Vegas, who runs a gold and silver shop out there on the Strip. Did I get that right?
You do. You got that right, Dave. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I still want to know why you're not a partner on the Power Hour.
I'll call you guys later today. I'll let you know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of getting back.
I'm trying to feel good about this, Brady. I'm trying to feel good. You realize how much business you could get by being affiliated with this show? People are
looking. Yes, I do, Dave.
They want a deal. They want to work with somebody they know that they can relate to, Brady. Go ahead.
I'm on board with you. Just give me a couple more days here. I was going to say, you were talking about, like, the survival grid and things you should do to prepare, and what I've been doing, like out in Arizona at my other house that I have by the canyon out in the desert. I'm off the grid. Okay. And one of the neighbors, we were figuring, God, what are we going to do about the, you know, you're talking about your freezer when that goes down and saving energy. Have you ever looked into a propane freezer?
I have. And the thing is,
Those are the best things, I think, that somebody could get. And also, now that Biden's going to ban all the gas stoves, here's what people need to do immediately is go order the propane conversion kit for your stove and just bypass the government and get yourself propane in. There you go.
There you go. Well, see, most of the natural gas stoves that are sold on the market have propane conversion kits. But you got to buy the whole gas stove to get it. See, my original thought process, Brady, was to turn around and buy a gas stove and just keep it in the shed because at some point in time down the road, and they have these at auction, by the way, brand new. If you look for the auctions and some of these like Hi-Bid, you know, that's an auction service. And they have these stoves available depending on what part of the country you're in. There's auctions being held online all over the place. And you can actually buy one of these gas stoves that converts to propane. Having a propane stove, having a propane fireplace, having a propane hot water heater, I have all three. And the thing is yes, they come with a conversion kit because they operate off natural gas or propane, and propane is great as long as you have a supply. And so if you have a 1,000-gallon tank in the ground or you have several, I know people that actually have three 1,000-gallon tanks of propane in the ground. I do. I know people that have done this. 3,000 gallons actually is only 2,400 gallons because you have to allow 200 gallons in each tank for pressure so that the propane can, you know, they have to pressurize the tank. So 200 gallons of that is used up. So you have 2,400 gallons of propane, and that will last you so long depending on usage. So you know, you're literally, if you can't resupply yourself, You're going to have some sort of backup. Everybody, I love the way we're looking at contingencies here, though. So you're off-grid in Arizona, and how many propane tanks do you have out there?
Oh, I just got the portable ones right now. I'm in the process of getting a well put in. I'm putting a well down this year if I can still, because Arizona restricted all the new wells being put in. They put something in the government that if you hadn't during the COVID years put your well down into the ground, spent the $30,000 to get your well put in 800 feet down to get to the water source, you can't put your well in. So,
how deep did you have, did you ever check with the locals around you to see how deep their wells were? Because DeepRock.com has a 200-foot well drilling kit that the average person, I mean, you have a lot of sandy soil in Arizona, so, I mean, you should be able to hit water within 200 feet and then filter.
It's 900 feet, though. The water table where I'm at is 900.
Ooh. See, that is something I would have, I got to check into that. Anytime you're out there, if you're trying to, we're seeing a lot of outflow from California and various other places into Arizona, Nevada, Florida, Texas. We're seeing a lot of the blue states empty out into the red states because the conservative thought process that's going on there is going, look, I've had enough of this. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going to sell my house. Somebody will buy it. I'm going to buy down and I'm going to move there and I'm going to subsist, you know, off the land. I'm going to have a garden. I'm going to do all the things Dave talks about on the show and all of his callers call up and suggest. I'm going to plant gardens. I'm going to grow my own food. I mean, my gardens are, man, I'm telling you, man, they're really just blowing out. I'm going to have to create some more raised beds because I got so much stuff coming up. But you know,
before I go, Dave, before I go, though, I've been getting into, I've been buying silver now for the last 25 years, way before everybody was getting into it.
Yeah.
And I knew this day was going to come. I knew this day we were real close to Bible Money Matters. And the thing that I got into just lately is I've been buying 1 kilo pure silver coins, and that's 32.15 troy ounces in a coin that actually has a $30 base value. It's kind of neat.
Huh. And what is the spot price and what is the retail price of something like that?
You can get a kilo right now for about $1,200 of pure silver. Can you believe that? 32 ounces of silver for $1,200, and it's an Australian kookaburra coin. That's a bird. It's made by the Perth Mint. It's a $30 face value on it, and for $1,200, you get... When I saw that coin at the coin shop the other day, I almost fell to the ground crying. It was so beautiful.
Wow. All right, so the kookaburra. So now, do you have, does your store have a website?
No, I'm a direct silver miner, I call myself, just like my friend Mike from Alaska. He's the gold miner. I'm the silver miner. And I work directly out of my house. I deliver directly to you. Just give me a call and I'll show up at your door with whatever you need.
Well, I'll tell you what, you email your phone number to support at the Power Hour, and Catherine will be in touch. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side with more news and your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
Only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, April 14th, 2023. Let's see what's going on here in the news before we start taking more phone calls here. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has claimed the allegedly leaked classified documents from the Pentagon. Yeah, they caught the guy allegedly that did it. He may be our next Ed Snowden, man. He may be our next hero, even though they have him in custody here. We're looking at all this, but China is saying that the Pentagon leaks show the U.S. is the biggest global cyber thief. I see it's the tit for tat going on. But here, when you have one of these techies, computer geeks, that gets on there, and his name is Jack, by the way, for those of you who don't know Jack Teixeira, he's 21 years old. He was taken into custody without incident. And, of course, he was up in North Dighton, Massachusetts, and he was charged, arrested by agents at his home, agents more like a SWAT team with the military, in connection with an investigation to allege unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. Yeah, the guy's wearing red shorts and a T-shirt, and they show up. It's like, you know, the FBI, they want to demonize this guy. But see, here's the thing. We found out. Because of Mr. Teixeira's disclosure, the Pentagon's got 14 special op forces inside Ukraine right now, as recently as 3 weeks ago. We got boots on the ground in Ukraine. I don't care what this government says. You can't believe a damn word of it. A U.S. military slide dated March 23rd appears to be a daily update of the U.S. force posture in the region, featuring a bullet list of countries who purportedly had special ops forces in Ukraine. That means the U.S. has military in Ukraine right now. They're lying to you, the government lying again, and telling you they don't have it. And see, this guy leaked the information out. The truth comes out. The flies unzip. The pants pulled down. We know you're there, and you've been lying to us all along. China won't sell weapons to either side in the war in Ukraine, by the way, the country's foreign minister said. That's today he said it. Responding to Western concerns, Beijing could provide military assistance to Russia, because you know that that's what everybody's thinking. Well, we don't know that. But here's the thing. We got boots on the ground in Ukraine right now, and Congress has not declared war. This is another Vietnam, another police state action, another Korea. Congress doesn't declare war, but the administration takes it upon itself with all the warmongers in Congress who are promoting this thing and putting American lives in jeopardy. Now, this is just nuts, folks. Congress, if you're going to get involved, I mean, let's call it what it is. If you're going to declare a war on Russia, you better damn well just come out and say, you know, but Biden won't do that because he's a wimp. Besides being a moron and having a mental acuity of office furniture, can't even answer a question from a kid. His son Hunter's got to jump in and, Dad, he's asking you a question. Huh? Yeah. He's a nincompoop. That's the old term. That's a 60s term, right? Dave in New York, how you doing, sir?
A little boy, you asked your mother, what will I be?
There you go.
Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me.
Hey, hold on, I gotta get my lighter so I can do
that. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
Thank you for that, sir. We appreciate that. Now, hey, I love it when the audience brings their own material. I really do.
Yeah, so I was doing my research here, like I always do, and just make sure that part of this gets, or it all gets to Lieutenant Colonel Charles, if you will, just because, you know, there's something important to be said. But I went back listening to Rachel McIntosh, and she was on with James Perloff, and she had a book, Little Yellow Stickies, and she gets into all of that. On the first July 23rd of 2015, the first hour, she talks about why we were over in Iraq. And you listen to the lady sounds so pure and sweet and everything, you know. But the things she discovered and all, such as the false election that happened down in Florida, or who was going to get to run. I didn't realize Joyce was an alternative delegate for that election, along with Rachel McIntosh. Rachel went down there, and there was no hurricane. They canceled. Remember, you couldn't get in or out of the place and all that stuff. Well, she found out that big corporation bought up the Weather Channel, and Hurricane Isaac was nowhere near. Mm. You know, where they held their fake election thing. But in the end of that first hour, Rachel was talking to a mercenary. You know, he was a Navy SEAL, and he was over in Iraq. And he found out he was over there because they had suits from Enron over there, and they wanted to sell Monsanto seeds to Iraq. We're over there, you know, we're getting killed all over the place, and we're over there to sell seeds. She even had people that wanted to build hotels over there, and they were taking bids on that. I mean, this is all so creepy that it's, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's so cut and dry and cold, and yet here we go. And if you listen to that and how they didn't want to crash the dollar then, it was because Hillary was going to be running for office, and they didn't want it to be in her hand. You know, and of course, then she gets in, and she got all this free advertising Hillary did when they put up Madam Secretary.
And
it was just not okay.
Oh, I know. They played that up. And this is the liberal media doing its thing. And then the bigger problem that we've got, though, Dave, is that this Russia now knows, China now knows that we got boots on the ground thanks to the leaker, thanks to Mr. Teixeira leaking these documents. We now know this is what's going on. These were posted online. And 3 weeks ago, we got boots on the ground in Ukraine. And this is where we are. I mean, Russia now is looking at this going, okay. Now about this nuke situation, you know, see, and if the Biden administration just wants to sit on its thumbs, you can't believe anything Ned Price or Kirby or any of these people are saying. They're talking out the other side of their mouth. When they get on the microphone, they look like used car salesmen. They look like they're trying to make their next commission, like their paycheck's about to end if they don't sell you a car. This is a sad state of affairs that we have in this country, because every time they open their mouth, they're lying to you. And you're over here kicking the tires. This is what blows me out.
Yeah, I want to get into something, you know, something else they had this mercenary doing. But before I do that, the gentleman you saw getting off the airplane over in Ireland, that was a stunt dummy, okay? I mean, it wasn't a Biden.
Oh, you don't think it was a real Biden?
He can't walk up the stairs.
Yeah,
no, he can't
people...
walk up the stairs without falling down. It's harder to walk downstairs, so you know darn well it wasn't Biden. You know, there's like three guys that look like him that are, you know, traveling around with him.
Well, and see, that is the rumor going around that there's multiple Biden stunt dummies out there. Or stunt doubles. I call them stunt dummies because they all have to be dummies like him. You know, crash test dummies, the ones that are in the car that, you know, they run into a wall to see if the airbags deploy. You know, those kind of crash test dummies. Of course, you can't put airbags around the president for long without people realizing, hey, wait a minute, this guy is walking too perfect. They either have him juiced up on something or that's not really him. So you see, that's how all this, rumor gets started. So... go ahead.
So another thing that the Navy SEAL was asked to do was to weigh money, okay, pallets of money, to see how much they weighed, because and then to pass it around, get in circulation, because once they stopped using the American dollar and we're going to switch to gold, you know, like a Bursic or Berks, whatever it is there, that type of thing, the United States would be done. The currency would just be Confederate money, basically, and that's what we have now, or that's what's coming along. Just to, you know, I hate to trivialize things, but again, they're so cold and calculating, and you know what I mean. So I just hope that Lieutenant Colonel Charles can handle it, that what, you know, really is happening, and you know, when he sees how other people that were, you know, sort of like in his business, you know, found out the truth of what was going on. You know, remember Project Ajax or whatever, when we put the Shah of Iran in business and he had a printing press for printing out $100 bills?
Yeah, I remember that. All of a sudden, our $100 plates disappeared. I remember a lot of that. So where'd the plates go?
And you remember Obama dropped, and remember Obama had him, for whatever reason, I never really got clear on it, but pallets of money dropped off in Iran.
Yep. Remember that.
So it's like,
you know,
yeah.
it's Trading with the Enemy Act. Here's the thing. They spit in their face and we continue to try to buy their friendship. The thing that I think that really irritated me before we close this conversation, Dave, is when Obama goes over there and apologizes. And I'm like, listen, you moron, I don't care about your religious beliefs. You're in another country now, and these people don't like us. They want jihad in this country. Lord knows how many of them are over here right now in sleeper cells just waiting for the order before hellfire and brimstone rains down on us.
Yeah, one quick thing, because in the Bible it says when they say peace and safety, you know, and then sudden destruction comes. You ought to see all the different times that all the different leaders of the world, including Trump, Clinton, all these people say peace and safety. And then just try to think a little bit. What happened right after that? Okay.
Yep.
A lot of people were annihilated. And now they're passing out all these assault weapons, because nobody's going around using rifles, but they are now.
Yeah,
and they even talk about disarming people back then, and what Hillary was, you know, supporting, you know, gay lifestyle and all these different things, you know.
Yeah. Amazing. You know, and then we had Benghazi.
Well, thank you very much.
Save it for another day. God bless you. Have a good weekend, sir. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, fine. Thanks, Dave. I hope you're good, too.
I'm doing fabulous. Hey, thanks for asking.
Yeah, very good. Back in 98, I got into selling alternative equipment for Y2K.
Ah, and I remember those days.
Yeah, I was on the circuit. I went from Washington all the way back to Pennsylvania to those expos. And
right.
That's where I'd see Joyce. Uh-huh. And she went to a few. Especially with Stan Solomon. Remember that guy's name?
I do.
But, from Indiana. The guy came to me and wanted solar panels, but he didn't want to put them on the roof or on the ground where people could see them. So we built him three frames that hold six panels each on the right tilt, aluminum frames, and gave him enough wire, hooked it up to his system inside the house, and these three frames had wheels on them. He could roll them out into his driveway when he wanted them out, but when he wanted to hide them, he could just slide them, roll them into his garage.
Cool.
it was really neat.
That's a novel idea. That's a novel idea.
It was.
Seriously, I mean, they wouldn't know you had them until you pulled them out and pointed them at the sun, and then anybody flying overhead. Wait a minute, if there's no electricity, there aren't going to be any planes flying overhead.
Well,
amazing how that works. What are you going to use? The satellites will be taken out by EMP. So I would think that this, you know, based on the conversations we've been having this week, I would anticipate that they're not going to actually drop a nuke. They're going to send a hypersonic missile over Kansas, and that's going to be it for our grid.
It gets rid of the theft type thing, too, you know, exposing to the local people that you have it.
I get that. And then, see, when people see that, the other alternative thought process kicks in, and it's like, wait a minute, if they know I've got it, that means they know I've got power, and they're going to come over here to get some.
Yep. And I don't believe anything somebody tells me what special forces numbers are, ever.
Yeah.
Never believe it.
I know it.
No matter what.
Well, see, and the thing is what if the stuff they put out there, they wanted to see who would penetrate their system. Maybe they were testing it, and this guy, Tech Sierra, maybe he's the one that he and his buddies went in there and unloaded all this stuff, and they knew he was unloading all this stuff. What if they just purposely baited this and put it in there knowing he was going to get it and leak it? You know, this whole thing could work like that. That's how false flag attacks work. And then all of a sudden, now you got Putin not knowing what to believe, whether or not there's actual boots on the ground. So now they're going to have to go out and try to figure it out and determine whether or not we've got special ops forces inside Ukraine, boots on the ground. But if they are lying to us, I mean, this is why we can't trust their government. You and I both know that, Kevin.
China's leaking out this information about the Biden family on purpose because of Taiwan. They got to pull his chain on his neck real tight now.
That's
you know?
Right. They sure do.
They're leaking
Makes
it,
sense.
They're leaking it money out. Yeah. And lastly, this thing about the queers and the beer and all that, I ain't going to change their, you know, their money because I don't drink
this. You don't drink Bud Light?
Yeah. You know, anyway, people will go out and buy an alternative beer and they finance all these sports things anyway. They're all doing the same thing. They won't think. They ought to think local and go to local brewery, shouldn't they, Dave?
They should. Great idea, Kevin. They should. We have several of them here where I'm at. And I know they have several in Florida that just started up. Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah, go to the local brewers and support them.
Yeah, that's what they should do. I mean, really, you know, they're just going to go buy another major brand that finances all this queer stuff anyway. So,
yep.
You know?
Well, see, and that's the whole idea, because you're right about that. They're so intertwined that you don't know who's woke and who's not when it comes to this stuff. But I'll tell you what, when they put Dylan Mulvaney's picture in drag on that beer can and it got out, $6 billion loss they took, and rightfully so. See, here's how
rightfully so.
The almighty dollar yep. at work. Because, see, we can give it and we can take it away. So, yeah, Anheuser-Busch is feeling it. I didn't even know that they were not even an American-owned company. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But
yeah, they're owned by some company in the Netherlands, I believe, from what I understand. They're not owned by an American company. I mean, people just don't even get it. God bless you, sir. I appreciate everything you're doing to help us out, and I wanted to thank you for that, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Any closing words?
God bless you, all of you, very much. Hey, and this thing about people can eat what they're supposed to eat, but I've discovered in this winter that I've been going out and walk 2, 3, 4 miles a day just to move. Wow. You know?
Yeah, makes sense. Just, why you can.
We gotta move our bodies, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I get my exercise out in the yard every day. You know, tending the chickens and tending the greenhouse and going around the yard trimming and pulling weeds and all sorts of stuff. I mean, you got to spend some time out there and get some vitamin D. So, glad to see you're walking that much. That's a good thing. Yeah, we have a treadmill in our house, so God bless you too, sir. Have a great weekend. We appreciate that. All right, so now that we've gotten into, we're talking about energy and nuclear, Germany is planning on shutting down all their remaining nuclear power plants, and an industry group is saying, hey, if you do that, you are going to cause power shortages. It's bad enough that... people in this country have said that they're going to make the Nord Stream 2 pipeline go away, and now Germany is sweating bullets because they don't have that. And now they want to shut down the country's 3 remaining nuclear power plants in a few days, which is going to cause energy shortages. I'm sorry, but the wind, the solar, and everything else, for an individual to put the solar out there is one thing. But for them to try to set up grid after grid after grid of wind generators and solar panels, thinking that that is going to supply all these cities. No, these people are not thinking realistically. They got this mindset agenda in their brain and it's totally off kilter. They're buying into somebody else's ideology and they think that they're going to be the rulers of the world when there's only 95 million people or 33 million people left in the United States. You know, if you wipe everybody out with the jab, and nobody can reproduce, pretty soon you're not going to have a population. 3 or 4 generations, there are going to be 0 population, not just in the United States, but the rest of the world. And all the leaders out there that have all this money that think that that's all it's about is money. Because the system does revolve around the dollar, how it's made and how it's spent. I don't think there's one person out there that's going to argue with me on that point. And if you are, well, the phone line's open 3 more minutes, but Zelensky, in the meantime, is going to the World Bank and the IMF demanding he needs another $14.1 billion to begin infrastructure repair. Wait a minute. You know, he wants him to take some of the money from the frozen Russian assets. Yeah, the IMF has and the World Bank. Well, you know, 14.1. Well, let's not forget that 0.1. You know, we need 14.1. It's like, where'd that figure come from? He just pulled it out of his butt. This guy is a pompous butt kisser that is basically toeing the line with the World Economic Forum and everything else that's going on. And in the meantime, while he's asking for 14.1, American taxpayers are going to be subsidizing billions of dollars in Affordable Care Act. That's Obamacare, for those of you that like to use the slang term. They are going to be paying illegal aliens. They're going to enroll them in the DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program under Biden, and then they're going to open up the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid, and they're going to take care of all of these DACA illegal aliens at our expense. Now, if that's not enough to get people upset, a couple more tidbits of news before we go to the top of the hour break and come back with Tim Murphy, hopefully. Fort Lauderdale has declared a state of emergency after a deluge of rain flooded a number of roads and shut down FLL. That's the city of Fort Lauderdale and the Fort Lauderdale Airport. literally there are pictures that you can see of trucks driving down the runway. They can't land planes there. The water is a couple of feet deep on the runway. They've closed the airport in Fort Lauderdale. There is a state of emergency going on right now. Hello, geoengineering. Got to wonder about all this, folks, right? So Trump has filed a motion in federal court to dismiss the $30 million wrongful death lawsuit brought by the former girlfriend of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died of a stroke on January 7th. And, of course, you know, his girlfriend, Sandra Garza, former girlfriend and representative of his estate, filed suit in January claiming that Trump caused her boyfriend's death. That is not what happened, and he wasn't hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. We got video to prove it. And so, and not only that, unfortunately for Ms. Garza, the First Amendment forbids courts to regulate the content of political speech. So we'll see what happens there with that lawsuit. And, of course, Trump is being deposed again in New York by the AG up there. See, it's all about throwing him off kilter and throwing the campaign off kilter. That's what this is all about. You got him coming and going in so many directions, they don't know what's happening. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side of the hour with Tim Murphy, and hopefully, and we'll talk to you then.
Enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chagamax is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chagamax by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.